opener. And we're joined now by Rowan Ricketts, who played for the Toronto FC, Tottenham, Arsenal. Rowan, how are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. I'm just, look, we talked about this yesterday. This World Cup has gotten off to an incredible start. Look, we had our first, I won't call it a stinker, but the, you know, the Iran-Nigeria game was a bit of a snoozer compared to some of these other games. You know, Germany just absolutely destroying Portugal and Mueller with the hat trick. And then the USA-Ghana game was just, that was an incredible game. The U.S., you know, bent, didn't break. You thought Ghana was going to at least get a draw. And then the USA and the completely unheralded John Brooks scoring with just, you know, minutes left, and now all of a sudden they're tied with Germany in the group of death. What did you think of the game yesterday?
I thought it was an amazing game, and like you said, the World Cup so far has been amazing for a neutral, whether you're a football fan, whether you're not a football fan, you just like jumping on the bandwagon. It's been amazing, a sporting event for everybody. And yesterday's game against Ghana for the USA, that was an amazing game. I thought USA played well. I wasn't expecting too much from them. I thought Ghana played well as well, and I think they deserved the victory, USA, because I think after Ghana scored an equaliser, I think USA stepped up, and well done to Brooks on getting the goal.
So as far as the USA goes against Ghana, look, you look at the, you know, the shot attempts and the pass attempts, but look, the USA was pretty pass shy in that game, and it wasn't an easy game for them because, you know, at the end of the day, they completed just 201 passes at a rate of around, you know, 72-73%, and they gave the ball away a lot. Going into a game against Portugal, look, we know what happened to the Portuguese against Germany, but this next game is the key game of the tournament for the United States. What do you think their chances are? And Jurgen Klinsmann, you know, famously suggested that the U.S. had no chance of winning the World Cup and they'd be life and death to advance to the group of 16. But they're in pretty good shape to do just that.
I think they're in good shape. Like you said, the pass and possession stats weren't great. And fortunately for them, they got a goal off the set piece. I'm someone who's more fond of a team trying to keep the possession and be a bit more patient. U.S. are not necessarily the best at that. So they've done what they could. They got the result. I think against Portugal, I know they came off a 4-0 battering by the Germans, but I think they're obviously going to keep the ball as well like Ghana did. But they're going to have much more potent forces going forward, in particular Cristiano Ronaldo.
So what do you think the loss of Jozy Altidore for the U.S., how big of a loss is that? You've got Clint Dempsey, who scored a brilliant goal yesterday, taking the pass from Jermaine Jones and then cutting inside the defender on his left foot, and he controls the ball with his right and then went back to the left for the finish. I mean, that was as pure a soccer sniper goal as you will see. But the Altidore loss, getting carried off on a stretcher, what do you make of that and how it's going to affect the U.S. in this game?
I think it's going to have a big impact on the way they play because Clint Dempsey's a quality football player. He's really good at coming from deep and got to get on the ball and trying to look for forward passes. But I think Altidore, what he brings is a penetration to their forward play. He can run in behind. And if anyone watched the game, which I'm sure the scouts from the U.S. did, they watched the Portugal-Germany game, they would have seen that Portugal were very, very prone to letting people run in behind them, not tracking runners. And so I think they would have wanted to exploit that with Altidore on the team. So that would be a massive, massive miss. But hopefully they've got someone else to step in.
Well, Klinsmann did a great job, as I said yesterday, in manipulating his lineup and putting some younger guys in the lineup. And I guess, you know, Landon Donovan was arguably their purest scorer. He was the greatest scorer in U.S. men's national team history. And he's not on the team, and you've now got, you know, Dempsey and a bunch of other guys on this team. So I think it may change their strategy in terms of having to play a little more defensively. And you know, Michael Bradley's going to have a big role in that. Today's marquee game, Brazil versus Mexico. Brazil off to, you know, a little bit of a shaky start at the beginning of the Group A opener. But the matchup, the Marcelo Aguilar matchup would seem to be pretty intriguing. What are your thoughts on this game today? Two teams that play a more exciting style. And you know, look, Oribe Peralta will have been kind of, you know, warmed by the weakness of, on show, but manager Miguel Herrera has defensive issues of his own. So Mexico are kind of like, they're it's a disaster almost waiting to happen.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great game. The fact that both of these teams are attacking teams, and I think in the first game you saw against Brazil, Croatia quite sat back. Initially, they got a goal and on goal on the counter attack, but I think they sat back most of the game until it was 2-1 down. I don't think Mexico's going to do that. It's not in their nature, and so I think this is going to be perfect for Brazil because they're going to get a team who's trying to come at them. Great game for the neutral again. Neymar probably get a bit more space than he did in the early part of the game, and. I'm a big Brazil fan, but then my other half, they're Mexican, so I'm all over the place today. But hopefully, it's a good game, high scoring game.
And we've got a couple more with Belgium and Algeria, and then Russian and South Korea get underway as well. And the World Cup has been, I guess, as exciting or more exciting than anyone could have predicted. Has it played out so far as you had envisioned? And by the way, if you're just joining us, we have Rowan Ricketts on the line, who played for TFC and Tottenham and Arsenal, amongst others. But Rowan, your thoughts on how the World Cup has played out so far? Have you been, say, your expectations have been exceeded?
Yeah, definitely. Especially after the last World Cup, was quite boring, quite cagey. Teams were very cautious. I think everyone always hopes for this, but when it happens like this, like you said, some people were complaining. The World Cup's been so good that people were complaining about the only 0-0 draw that we've had, Iran versus Nigeria. So I'm very grateful, I'm sure all the football fans are, because like, you're in Toronto, and you know one of the best places to watch the World Cup's in Toronto. So hopefully these teams can keep it going today.
All right, Rowan, thanks a lot for being with us. We greatly appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the World Cup, and good luck with everything. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks very much. Who have you got to win the World Cup?
Listen, Toronto has the, you know, biggest Italian population outside of Italy. So I unfortunately am heavily biased, but I mean, Germany looks pretty good to me right now, you know, and you got to figure that Brazil's going to get rolling. But I think Germany, although the sentimental favorite for me is always Italy.
Okay, cool.
Who do you have? Cool. Who's your call?
My call will be the Dutch.
You know what? I don't think that you're going to be wrong. Another team that, you know, based on their opening performance and their absolute mauling of Spain, if they can continue to play like that, no one's going to stop them.
Yeah, the Dutch or the Brazilians.
Yes, exactly. Rowan, thanks a lot for doing this, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
That is Rowan Ricketts, EPL player, TFC, Tottenham, Arsenal, and his thoughts on the World Cup.